Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Your team is down by 6 points. It's the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left. You need to drive 90 yards to reach that end zone and capture the Super Bowl title. Before your offense steps on that field, you've got to have a game plan. Retirement is no different. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people retire for over 26 years now. Today, we do have a member of Eric's wealth team joining us later, Drew Frampton. He's general manager of O2 Mortgages. He'll be in our show here, so stick around for that. Let me give you this scenario where the team that's least likely to win the game somehow pulls out the victory, not because they have a better quarterback, but because they are better prepared with a specific game plan. And I know it's not the game plan, Eric, that usually gets the spotlight after a victory, but can you discuss just how important it is to have a game plan for the game of retirement?
Well, that's one of the most critical things that you got to do. And unfortunately, we all, the more fun stuff, right? Watching the passing, watching the hits and other things like that. But really, the game plan is the most critical thing when you're talking about your retirement and your financial future. Now, a lot of us love to, especially around this time, maybe you're starting to think, hey, where do we want to go this summer? Start booking trips and planning things out. And it just blows me away how many people spend so much time planning for vacation and so little time planning for their own retirement. And it's like, hold on, if you have more money, you can have more trips. So just take the time out one time instead of planning so many trips, plan one for the rest of your life called retirement. So that's probably the biggest key. And so like with our process, our game plan is a blueprint. So it's very similar to what you do when you're you know, running a game and building that team. The difference here is we're building a retirement plan. So it's more of an architect. How do you know what goes where? Should you start with a roof or the foundation first? You know, some of these things sound simple, right? But a lot of times people don't start in the right spots. So really it's more about that and creating first and foremost that income plan, then looking at the investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And that's the five areas that you got to focus on. So yeah, I know in football, it's more about offense, defense, and special teams. Well, with finance, you got five areas, but not too much different really. So that's really the focus that people should be doing. But unfortunately, lots of times more people are focusing on, you know, the fun stuff or looking at that stock that shot up or talking about that one thing they bought that did good and ignoring the other nine that they bought that didn't do so well. So it's all those types of issues. And, you know, there was also an article talking about how 52% of Americans, they don't think they're going to have enough money when they hit retirement, even though they say they're saving enough. So they act like they're doing enough and doing all they can, but then they also don't think that they're going to be there. Well, a lot of times it's because really you're not saving the right way. You haven't started early enough. You're not really figuring out taxes. I mean, lots of times people are hung up with a magic number that they need to have when they hit retirement. And it's really not about that. It's more about the income. So, you know, if you've got a pension or something, if you're one of those rare people that still has one, then you may not need to save as much money. You know, you may be able to spend a lot more. I mean, I know people always complain that teachers don't get enough pay, don't have enough income, but also they have a really good pension. So do they need to save as much? They may not need to, so there's some professions where maybe you don't need to save as much. There's other ones where if you're in high tech, there ain't no pension for you at all anymore. Those went way long ago. And so those professions, you're going to need to save a lot more and probably more than just your 401k. So, you know, it really depends on what kind of job you're doing, what kind of finances. It also depends what your spending levels are, you know, how you're living your life. If you're really love to do tons of stuff that's very expensive, well, then you're going to need a lot more money at retirement. And some people are just very good about paying off their house and living a pretty low budget lifestyle, then you may not need as much. So really having that magic number isn't really the key. It's more about how are you saving? Where is that money going? And really, are you on track or not?
Let's say my employer gives me early retirement. And I am not at all prepared. I'm thinking, you know, I was going to retire 5 years from now. How do I begin to start with getting into retirement?
Well, I mean, just because your employer tells you you're supposed to retire doesn't mean you have to.
So, well, let's say he's giving you an early retirement.
Yeah. I mean, I recently had a client that it was kind of almost amazing, really. He was planning on retiring in a year and a half, and mm-hmm. he'd been at this company long enough that they were doing one of these reduction in force programs where he could take a package to leave, and mm-hmm. they replace him basically with, you know, people are paid less. And they were giving him 15 months pay, which was like, oh my gosh, that is almost exactly, you know, wow. the time length that, yeah. that we were planning on. So, yeah. So sometimes it works out nice, but sometimes it's tougher. Sometimes there's people who I've had where, you know, they get one of these package offers at, you know, 60, 61, and they were planning on working at 65. And, you know, it's very tempting to get, a year and a half, 2 years of income and medical benefits and other stuff. So, you know, that's when you have to go back to really looking at your income plan and seeing, you know, does this make sense? Can I do it? Now, the hardest question on that whole decision is, can I take this package and keep working? And it's very tough for people in Silicon Valley to, if they're over 60, to get a new job. I mean, they say there's not supposed to be age discrimination, but I see it all the time. And so you may think that you're going to be okay, and that may be tough. And you know, I had one client that ended up working at SAP in Levi's Stadium for, you know, more for fun, just some extra spending money because he wanted to work some more, but it was just getting too tough to find a normal job. So, you know, that'd be probably the biggest thing is, you know, does that fit into your income plan first and foremost? And if it's coming up a little short, how are you going to get that extra income and get those monies? But it is one of those critical things that you have to be thinking of. And so that's one of the, anytime you get an offer like that, really sit down and go back to the plan, go back to that game plan, right? It's just kind of like in football, if something else, you know, the other team all of a sudden scores or gets an interception scores, you weren't planning on that.
Nope.
So,
that's right.
So now you got to see, okay, what did my game plan say if this happened? And, you know, if you've got a good game plan, it should have some contingencies in there to you know, say what you should do next. The problem is when you don't have a plan, that's when things go bad. So, you know, again, that's why we've created that blueprint to worry less wealth. That way you can have that plan. You can know, you can worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So that's something you'd like to do. All you have to do is, you know, give us a call. We'll sit down. No cost, no obligation. Kind of just go through where you're at right now. We'll show you what path you're on. And that's up to you to decide if you want to work with us or not. So again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can actually book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com. It's wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, Eric discusses some strategies designed to help you score a big win for your retirement. So stay tuned for that. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we're talking about planning ahead so that you feel like you won the Super Bowl with retirement. So it's kind of fun since this is Super Bowl weekend. We're kind of comparing retirement to the Super Bowl. First, before we get back to that, I do want to ask you about a financial fail, Eric. I always like to hear and learn from your financial fail stories that you tell us. So what do you have for us?
Well, this one's just more of a general timeline one, right? So, Yeah, as we all know, the fourth quarter last year was not pretty.
Right.
So, kind of like the 49ers play for most of the season. No, just kidding. But the stock market did drop a bunch, and it was pretty ugly. And, you know, it was been a long time since we'd had a drop like that. And so, of course, people, you know, rightly so, were nervous and freaked out a little bit. And it's been so long when, you know, it's kind of like when your team's on this huge winning streak and all of a sudden you lose to like the worst team in the league. You're like, well, hold on, how could you do that? and so that's kind of like what happened there is all of a sudden we've been, you know, going, hold it, now we're going down. The market always goes up, doesn't it? It's been doing that since 2009 pretty much. And why am I bringing this up? Well, if you look at the stats, which of course is always critical anytime you're talking about, you know, any type of game plan and, you know, doing preparation for a game. Yeah, you want to look at, you know, what were the statistics in the past? And December had a huge, huge outflow. I think it was $75 billion was taken out of money market. I mean, out of mutual funds and put into money markets. So people were selling their stocks at the worst possible mm-hmm. time. They were selling low. Not what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're supposed to sell high.
Mm-hmm. And, sell high.
And so then what happened? You know, January jumped back up a bunch. And so, you know, you actually probably back to at least October or November time frame in terms of portfolio value, unless you're the one who got out. Right. So, you know, it's just really one of those bad things where, you know, you're trying to, it's kind of like those teams where they trying to kill the clock and they're slowing down things. And then all of a sudden they turn it over and the other team gets a score. And now they wish they hadn't killed that time off the clock because now they need it back. And so, you know, so that's one of the things that you don't want to be doing is freaking out like that. And why do those people do that? Very plain and simple. If something happens to you and you're not prepared for it, it's ugly. It's it's terrifying. It can be very emotional. It can be really tough to handle. And that's why people react poorly. And they react with emotions and not with logic. And again, that's the same thing with coaches. You know, you don't see very many coaches freaking out, running around, you know, like a crazy lunatic or something because they're down or, you know, yeah, they're usually fairly calm, you know, not super calm, but they're usually, they're going back to their game plan saying, okay, what should we do next? And so that's the problem is if you don't have that game plan, you don't have something to go back to, you're just going to freak out and react the wrong way. And then you'll end up losing. And in this case, it's not a game we're losing. In this case, it's losing money for retirement and losing time on your life of having fun. So that's a big loss.
Eric, I want to ask you a question. When it comes to a game plan, I'm talking football here. Tell me what pops in your mind.
Well, one of the things that, you know, that you notice that pretty much, I think Bill Walsh actually started this, back in the glory days of the 49ers. And, you know, of mapping out the first 25 plays. A lot of times you hear the announcers, you know, talk about this and you'll see the big laminated sheet that the coaches have. And then they kind of say, okay, hey, here's most of the big plays we're going to do. And these are the ones we think are the highest value kind of things. And, you know, they may work and they may not, but, you know, at least they've got some good idea of how to start the plan and how to do things. And really what happens when we're, you know, meeting with somebody new and we're setting up their plan, that's really a lot of the stuff that we're doing is we're setting up those first, you know, 10, 20 plays. We're setting up that money now into three components. We're setting it up into not just stock market money, which is what the 401ks of the world kind of force you into, but we're also adding foundational money, stuff that can't go away. We're adding steady income money, stuff that pays you on a monthly basis, ideally, you know, usually about 5 to 7%. And we're adding those components along with the market money and rebalancing all that. And that's really laying out those first several plans. And so that way, I mean, the first several plays, I should say, you know, in their plan. And so with having those plays already set, yeah, we know things are going to change, right? We know markets are going to go up or down. We know there's going to be probably some, you know, economic news or some terrorist event that nobody's planning on that's going to change things. And, you know, we know there's going to be changes going on. So we know just like in football where, you know, your opponent's going to do something that you didn't plan on them doing. But at least we've got these first several plays laid out, and that's really what having a plan does. And then also that plan allows you to go back and say, okay, hold it, this just happened. What should I do now? Oh, we've got a plan for that. And that's, to me, that's really what the coach should be doing. And I also what a good quarterback should be doing, right? They need to be thinking really quickly on their feet before they get clobbered by some 300-pound guy. But what should they be changing or adjusting? And you can't be thinking about it too long or else you're going to be eating a lot of turf.
True. Eric, tell us about your process again. I love that you actually come up with the first 20 plays in a retirement plan. Why don't you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so ours is called Creating the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about retirement, less about your portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life. And really what we do is we break it down to income first. You got to have that income plan. You cannot retire without income. And then we back into how should those investments now be laid out to give you that income. Once you're getting close to retirement, it's no longer about how much money you're making or how big your nest egg is. It's more about how much income can you get. Then what's the tax ramifications along the way? There's a lot of great tax stuff you can do, especially in your early 60s and mid 60s. Once you're 70 plus with the required minimum distributions, other things, it gets a lot tougher. We have to look at healthcare issues along the way, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. It's kind of our game plan for the rest of your life. And it can be your game plan too. All you have to do is give us a call. We'll sit down, no obligation. All we do is we just go through this, have a nice visit, find out what you're worried about, have another one where we say, okay, hey, here's the strategy I'm thinking about. Here's the best game plan for you. And then it's up to you if you want to implement that game plan or not. So again, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book an appointment right there at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio. You're listening to Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year at Heckman Financial. Their website is wealthcreatorradio.com. You can check them out there, wealthcreatorradio.com. You know, there are so many working parts in a retirement plan, also, you know, in a football game. In your opinion, tell us, what are some of the most important strategies that we need to consider when it comes to pursuing success in retirement?
Well, just obviously there's offense and defense, right? So we all know that. And, you know, when you're running that offense, you're trying to score, you're trying to do big things. Well, you know, that's, of course, really a lot about your investment plan, right? How's that going? How's that money growing? Where is it allocated? It could also be about your income, right, in terms of how much money you're getting and so forth. The defense part, though, would be more about how are you going to offset taxes? If all your money is taxable, then you're going to have a really tough time in tax planning and retirement. So what kind of things can you do now to change some of that, to improve some of that? Healthcare, of course, is a big issue. How are you going to pay for all the healthcare costs? I mean, not just long-term care costs, but just even all the medical co-payments and all the other things that you're going to be paying for. And really also, who's going to get your money, right? Who's going to get it once you're gone? And how's your spouse going to be taken care of? Or are your kids just going to blow it all? Or how are they going to, you know, what kind of plans and processes are you going to put in place for that? So really, you got to think about your offense and your defense. And really, it needs to be both into the same plan. Just like a football team, you know, there's been some teams that have great defense, but they just can't score any points. And, well, that's pretty tough to win unless, you know, you can hold back the other team enough. And same with the other side. If you have great offense but no defense, your offense better be really scoring a bunch because it's going to be really hard. So really, you got to have a balance between the two. And that's who wins the Super Bowl. And that's who wins retirement, really, is people who have a good plan and good balance between both of those. You know, that's really what we're here to do is help people through that process. And we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can help you worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. And really what we want to do is create that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all 5 points in one blueprint to worry less wealth. So if that's something like you'd like to do, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call and we can set up a time to talk. 800-454-1184. Leave us a message at 800-454-1184. 1184, writing a book right now if you want at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. When it comes to winning a football game, sometimes it can come down to limiting your mistakes. And retirement is really no different. Eric, I do think there's a lesson to learn here. It would help to have others by your side who can help you improve your game, even if it means that they tell you what not to do. It's like coaching, right? You're like a coach.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably the hardest thing for me as a financial advisor to actually measure in terms of, you know, how much did it help somebody by making them not mess up?
Uh-huh.
And so probably the biggest one that comes to mind is, you know, if people remember back, it's kind of funny now. Well, this is not very far back, but it's amazing how far it's gone out of our collective wisdom. Bitcoin was going crazy in 2017, and it was all the rage, and you know, people were all of a sudden getting paid in Bitcoin and getting becoming millionaires and all this stuff. And so all these people were like, oh, how do I get into all these different coins and stuff like that? And one of my clients emailed me and said, hey, can we talk later today about Bitcoin? Because I'd like to get some. And then I emailed him back, yeah, what's a good time? Between that first email and the second email, Bitcoin had dropped by 20%. We set up a time the next day. It had dropped by a third. And he's like, yeah, never mind.
Good thing, right?
And in the end, it dropped by 80% from when we first talked. The 80% loss. And so, yeah, he wasn't planning on putting a ton of money in there, but that money would be gone. And so, you know, sometimes it's just those things where, you know, the quarterback who throws it away, you always kind of wonder, well, why did he do that? Well, you really say, why did he do that when he threw an interception? So, you know, those ones you notice way worse, and those ones you remember. But every once in a while, you got to just throw away and get a new set of downs and start over and stuff. So, you know, just not screwing up sometimes can be a big, big deal. And just, you know, there's a lot of things like that. You know, how to, you know, operate your 401k the right way. Are you using the after-tax 401k and doing those Roth conversions? There's so many different kind of cool little tips and tricks you can do that aren't a big deal, really. And, you know, they're not super, you know, high-end financial planning or whatever you want to call it. But it's, again, those basics, just knowing about it. And lots of times people just don't know about those basics. And that's why you have a coach telling you, hey, you should be doing this, or hey, you should be thinking about this. And that's why you see even the best athletes out there have coaches. And that's why, you know, a lot of times it's good to have one by your side.
You know, the athletes have coaches to help them, but many of the athletes don't have anybody there to help them with their finances. And there is an article in Sports Illustrated that estimated that 80% of retired NFL players go broke in their first 3 years out of the league. So it seems crazy that that's even possible, because the average salary of a player, you know, per year is about $2 million. So I guess that would just be because they had the lack of guidance, right, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, it's the toughest part about really the way they come into the league is, you know, in college there's all these rules. They can't get gifts. They can't do this and that. And then it goes 100% the opposite direction, right? All of a sudden, everybody's paying for everything, giving them tons of money. You know, the $2 million you mentioned doesn't even talk about endorsements or other deals, right? And And so, yeah, you just see them where they can just, you know, blow a lot of money because, you know, what happens when you're younger? I mean, you also have to remember most of these guys when they start out are, you know, what, 22?
Right,
23.
They're so young.
So they're very young. And, you know, you just think about, you know, just yourself. I mean, well, how good were you with money in your early 20s compared to now? And if you had a whole bunch of it, it's really easy to blow. And, you know, I kind of liken it a lot to the child actors that get into all sorts of trouble and other things. And, you know, they kind of have the same path with all of a sudden you have huge amounts of money. It's really tough. And, you know, and a lot of them aren't planning. They're not thinking that far down the road. You know, but there are some pretty amazing ones. There's some that have gone back to college or stayed in college or gotten a graduate degree while they're still playing. There's some that invested in businesses and, you know, did the right things. And, you know, there are some standouts. And, you know, again, it just comes back down to that same old thing like us for our personal finance is, you know, those people had a plan. And the ones without the plan, they just say, hey, I'll just keep playing forever. And, of course, that's not the case in NFL at all. You know, and so that's really why we created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth here at Heckman Financial, because we want you to worry less about your portfolio, worry less about, you know, what you should be doing today, and more about, hey, let's have fun, let's enjoy life. And really what that comes down to is having that income plan. Without retirement income, there is no retirement. So you have to have that income plan, then the investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy. You know, that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, something we can help you with. All you got to do is give us a call, set up a time, no obligation, no cost. All we do is we sit down and we kind of figure out what you're worried about today, and then have a strategy session and say, hey, here's some ways we can improve upon this. And that's up to you if you want to decide to work with us or not. So again, the number is 800-454-1184. Leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book an appointment right now at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about planning ahead to feel like you won that Super Bowl with your retirement. And we were just mentioning how about 80% of NFL players who retire go broke within the first 3 years of leaving the league. And that's kind of discouraging, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, but it's not actually for everybody. So there was also another article talking about some of these NFL players can be really great, you know, with their money. And so it's not all bad. So that's a good part.
Right.
So, you know, CNBC talked about Detroit wide receiver Ryan Broyles. He spent only $60,000 a year, even though he had made a $3.6 million rookie contract. So he kept himself, you know, on a normal pay scale and was able to bank the rest. And Baltimore Ravens player John Urschel, he lived only at $25,000 a year, which I don't know how you could do.
Well, I know. I'm thinking, okay, first of all, he has to be single.
Right.
And no kids.
And even, you know, Ron, good old Gronk, Gronkowski, you know, he's managed to save all his salary and he lives off his endorsement deals. So that's another way to do it, too. And, you know, then Detroit safety Glover Quinn, he built a nest egg for him by just really investing, and he's been saving about 70% of his $6.5 million salary since he started with the team. So, you know, there's a lot of cases of you know, a lot of these players that have been very smart about what they've done, you know, where they put that money. So I did some training with Bo Eason, and he would tell the story about working with Jerry Rice. He was on the same team for, I think, about a year and a half with Jerry, and Bo used to be like to be the first guy there and the last guy to leave. And Jerry was that guy. And so he would show up before even Bo would get there, and he would not leave unless Bo left. And so he wanted to be the first and last, and he would do the same plays, run the same routes, do the same thing over and over and over. Does he know how to do that? Of course. He's one of the, you know, greatest of all time. But, you know, that's how he made himself great, is he kept doing all those basic things over and over. And really, that's what you need to do with your own finances, is do those basics. And really, the retirement red zone is something we talk about a lot. And that's really when you're, you know, probably in your 50s, especially mid-50s, late-50s, early-60s. And that's when you have to be doing things the right way if you really want to score that touchdown, which in this case would be that great retirement. And really laying out the plans and sitting down and figuring out, how am I going to get there? Lots of times people are behind and they're having to try to catch up from behind. They're trying to make those last points. And, You know, maybe that they're going to be working till 70 instead of 65. Well, okay, maybe let's see if we can make that 67 or 66 at least. You know, it's really coming down to a plan and figuring that out. And so, you know, again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we want you to worry less about retirement and more about enjoying life and having fun. And so that's something you'd like to look at. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll create that blueprint. It's going to be your income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And we'll show you what that looks like, show you the path you're on today and some things that you should be changing and some things you should be fixing. So that way you make sure you score that touchdown. So if that's something you'd like to do, again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or you can book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
So credit scores and, you know, like you have to be very careful when you type in, you know, annual credit report because is it the real
one? Is it?
Or is it these fake ones? Right. So there's FICO scores, but then what is it you said? There's FACO ones?
FACO scores. Yeah.
Tell me more about the FACO sites, I guess. And yeah, we don't want to be tied into the fake news as the catchphrase is now, right? So
what a great term, fake news. I love it. So, you know, credit scores, we were talking, you know, especially as you're living your life with debt, which in modern society, there are things, unfortunately, that the majority of people just can't buy cash, like a house, sometimes a car, sometimes education. And a credit score is important when you're financing these large items. And, you know, the difference between a top-tier credit score and a low-tier credit score can be dramatic as far as monthly payments go. And obviously, if we can keep our monthly payments low, that gives us, savings that then propels us to a better future, right? So, instead of cutting out lattes, we always say, hey, the first thing you want to do is work on your credit or at least maintain your credit. And usually people turn to the credit cards that have their scores on it or their credit karmas that have their scores on it. There is legally, you can obtain your credit report from the bureaus, and it's, by the life of me, it's such a bland website name. free annual credit score or something like that. I forget, but you don't actually get your score from there. So it is free. It does come directly from the bureaus, and legally they're required to provide it to you. They usually try to upsell you because you get the report.
I've done it before. It's okay. Sign up for this and sign up.
What am I paying and what am I doing?
After about 10 no's, you finally get to the free report to be sent to you.
Exactly. And you got to put your social security number in and all kinds of fun information there. But you get your information. It will tell you it's great to see what is actually showing up on your report, right? It will show you the different credit cards and car loans and mortgages and different debts. It'll show any hard inquiries, right? So if you applied for a credit card, if you applied for a utility or a cell phone, a lot of times they're checking your scores and you'll see who's pulling. And sometimes you'll find somebody that shouldn't have pulled your credit, and that's good to know as well. I don't know if that got in the wrong hands. So monitoring your credit is certainly important because I could see that some card that I thought was at a zero balance maybe is at a $50,000 balance, and that would be a little frightening for me.
A lot.
And finding that out sooner rather than later is important, because then you can call your credit card company and get that rectified, of course. But you know, monitoring it, there's lots of important things to look out for. But where do you go to monitor it? A lot of people go to the Credit Karmas of the world. I'm not going to speak bad about them. I actually think they're a decent service. You know, you can go to these places. You can look at not only your report, but you can get your score. Where the annual credit report, you're not going to get your score. You have to pay extra for that. Right.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you can see your score. And that's really helpful, because obviously scores are important. So the higher the score, the better your credit score, of course. Right. So higher, better, lower, not as good. It's not
right.
Golf. Usually you're somewhere, and it depends on what kind of report you're being, what was being pulled, but somewhere around the 300s is the low end. Somewhere around the 800s is the high end. And so obviously, if you're in the 800s, you're looking like an A-plus student.
Right.
And the 700s,
cheap rates and,
yeah, you're going to get the best that you possibly can when they're looking at credit alone, mm-hmm. With mortgages and car loans and whatnot. And then obviously, 700s, that's a decent score. You know, obviously, the higher, the better. And then 600s, that's about average these days.
Okay.
So it used to be, you know, if you're above about a 680, you know, you're probably A. It's really now pushed up a little bit higher with the requirements. So being in the mid 700s is still what we call A paper, you know, okay. An A student. But the higher score, the better. And so, you know, when you pull these credit scores from the Credit Karmas of the world and your credit card statements, we call them FICO scores and not FICO scores.
Okay.
So it's,
why is that?
Well, it's a score,
yeah.
Right? So you can see it. And it follows the same pattern as a FICO score. And then even sometimes they'll say it's a FICO score. But just be aware, and I don't know why, probably because they just want to make this very complicated, but every different type of debt, so for instance, a mortgage, has its model that when we pull our credit report, it goes off of the mortgage model. It's okay. The way that they do the algorithm and they assess the scores are going to be different than if you walked into a car dealership and got your credit pulled there. They're going to have a car dealer credit model.
So you're saying really there's a score for
score for everything.
Car loans, mortgages, or credit cards that are all different.
And they're all going to be a little bit different. And they all have slightly different score ranges too. A car score range, I think, goes up maybe even to the 900s. So be aware of that as well. So the Credit Karmas, they have a slightly different model as well. And you know, this is my own thought, but they are in the business of selling you ads. So the higher the score, the better. A lot of times it seems as though when somebody comes into our office and says, "Oh, I just checked my Credit Karma. It's a blank." I usually mentally deduct about 20 points because it's usually a little bit lower. And again, a mortgage is the biggest and most expensive thing. So they're going to be the most stringent when they pull your credit, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like a scale that's purposely off and makes you look like you lost weight more right now.
Yeah, it's one of those you walk into the funhouse you get those contorted mirrors. But it is a good tool. And the way that I always describe this to clients is certainly use Credit Karma, because you can monitor what's going on with your credit report.
Or the ones that are
like
Capital One. I know I've got a card there.
They
give a free score. It's a couple different, I think, of my cards have that ability where you can go see it for free.
Right. Yeah. There's Credit Karma. There's Credit Sesame, I think. I think Mint, if you use that, has their own. I think a lot of the personal budget places have that, as well as most big credit card companies are now putting that out as an added benefit.
Yeah. And again, you listen to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial. We're talking with Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. So, and then what else should we know about the FICO scores or the FICO ones, which are not the super accurate ones,
right.
But ones that at least are giving you some.
There's still a place for a FICO score.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Yeah, they're at least telling you generally your history or something.
Right.
Or I guess they would show something if something spiked.
They'll show you your inquiries.
If there was some nasty thing that hit.
Yeah, if you missed a payment, didn't realize you had, you know, the thing that always happens is, like I was saying earlier, you put a credit card in the drawer, you never use it, and the annual fee comes due,
and then
you forget.
Yeah. One thing I always tell people is, with credit cards, always always just set up that minimum payment automatic automatically.
Auto, yeah.
Because if you do the auto minimum payment, you know, if you're on vacation and you forgot to turn it on or you forgot to set up something, I mean, yeah, you'll pay interest, but who cares? At least you're not getting dinged on your credit. You're not getting late fees.
The
and
cost
stuff.
Of that's going to be a lot higher.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things you want to make sure is at least have that, you know, that minimum part done. So that way, at least you're never going to have a late payment.
Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those late payments, it could be a $10 Macy's card. And if you're late on that, it's going to count as if it was a $100,000 credit card that you're late on. It does not matter if it was a dollar or $100,000 or $100 million. If you're late, you're late. That's all they care about.
Right.
So having just a simple auto pay and you're covered.
And then like the other things too, I know we've said before when we've covered this is having longer tenure, so don't cancel some of those cards where they've got, if you were using it a whole bunch, but you haven't used it much, isn't that right? You still want to have that tenure on there.
Yeah. The longer your average accounts are open, the better. So if you have a longer history, that means that you've been better longer, and that's better than the guy who has recently got his account open.
So don't just, that's why you have some in a drawer, I guess, right? As you were saying, it's because.
Probably should cancel a couple.
Yeah, you don't want to have too many. So that's one issue. But also if you had done a bunch of stuff and then you hadn't used it for say 6 months, if you decide to close that out, all that history goes away.
Exactly.
Right? So that's why you want to have that. So any other big things that we should know about credit?
Just one thing that I would say is, if you are using your credit card statement for your credit scores, that's great. Think of it almost like a theme and not necessarily the actual, truth. So, if you watch your trend and let's say you're working on your credit and it's in the high sixes and you see it increase, then any place you go, it's going to be increasing as well. Whether you're getting a car credit pull or a mortgage credit pull, you'll see that trend as well. It just may not be number for number.
Right. So don't trust the number 100%.
Right. But it's a good indicator.
It gives you a rough ballpark. And so just be paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. Also, I always warn people, watch out for cosigning.
Yes.
I'm working with somebody right now that cosigned for their daughter's college stuff. And yeah, she wants to pay it back, but she didn't finish. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a good job.
Right.
And the reality is, it's your debt.
You're obligated on the debt.
Yeah. And especially student loans, you can't bankruptcy out of those or anything like that. So, so that's one where you could all of a sudden have your credit drop down and you didn't technically do anything. But
You thought you were being nice and it hurts you pretty bad.
So somebody wants to get, find out how they qualify for a mortgage or should they refinance or should they get rid of that home equity line and that's variable rate and lump it in with their fix. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. And we're O2 Mortgage based in Campbell. Website's O2MTG.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2MTG.com.
And what was the number one more time?
408-610-3210.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. This is Wealth Creator Radio, talking about retirement and comparing it to the Super Bowl game since this is Super Bowl weekend. So, Eric is helping us with ideas to plan ahead so that we do feel like we've won the Super Bowl with our retirement. There's another article that gives us about five things that fourth quarter football strategies can teach you about retirement. So I thought it'd be fun to bring up those article highlights, Eric. So can you do that for us?
Yeah, well, the top ones, one is protect the lead. And really what that equates to is often I run to people that, you know, maybe they're an Apple employee or Google or somebody who had just some good stock, Adobe, whoever, whatever company is, where it's not all luck, but part of it was definitely luck that they've done very well. And, you know, once you've got several $1 million sitting there, you don't have to keep trying to score big. You know, you just don't want to fumble the ball. You just don't want to, you know, lose it all at the end. And so, you know, that's probably one of the big strategies really thinking about is, you know, once you're there, it's what I like to call you're financially done. You don't need to make tons more money. Now you just need to keep it well preserved, have it earn good income, and just make sure it doesn't go away. And so that's one of the tough things, I think, for a lot of people, because they're just stuck in that building up mentality, and then they just can't sit there and go, oh, hold it, I don't have to keep earning tons. Mm-hmm. I am fine. And then the flip side is sometimes people get too conservative, especially after a down market and such. You know, they say, oh, let's just pull it all out of the market. I just want to have everything 100% safe and guaranteed. Well, you know, if you've got plenty of money, that may work. But if you don't have enough money, that may make retirement pretty tough to do. So, you know, you got to make sure you have a little bit of balance there. And again, having a plan can kind of tell you what that balance can be. And then probably the next one is really trust good coaching. You know, there's a lot of, you know, the old saying of you don't know what you don't know until you find out you didn't know it. You know, that's one of those things where lots of times people just have no idea. There's a lot of things that we work with that are not available to the retail investor, meaning if you wanted to go online and do it yourself, you can't. It's just not available. There's stuff on the institutional side that's not open to everybody. So, you know, you may think you're doing everything you can, but there's stuff that you can't do. And so once you start knowing that, get some good advice. Get some stuff. I mean, to be honest with you, I've been doing my own taxes, my own corporate taxes. I finally talked to a CPA. I'm licensed to do tax preparation, all this other stuff, but I don't do business taxes. I usually just do personal. And, you know, the CPA in just a couple minutes told me one little strategy that saved me four times his fee. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess I'm hiring
you. Yep.
So, yeah. You know, there's lots of stuff to do. But obviously, probably the biggest one is really sitting down with us and really kind of planning out that financial future. And this time of year, around tax time, is a great time to do it. So if that's something you like to do, there's no cost, no obligation. What we do is we'll sit down and we'll create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you worry less about your retirement, your portfolio, more about enjoying life and spending time with family. And really what we're going to do is we're going to create that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all into one. And then it's up to you if you want to implement it. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is take some time and really put the energy in to helping you succeed and score that retirement touchdown. So if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can even book an appointment online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show, but thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.